Hello.
Microphones will be owned. Gotta be agreeing.
Bonsoir.
Yeah. Okay, before we get started, a little bit of housekeeping. I'd like to run through the notice requirements. The property, subject property has been posted. Adjoining property owners have in fact been notified. The agenda, actually this was advertised in the paper as well as the agenda for this evening. One other note, all documents that typically are submitted within a 72-hour period of tonight's or a proceedings will be made part of the record. I'm not sure that everyone, all the commissioners have had the opportunity to review them, but we'll see how that goes. We have a Zoom feature. I don't know, do we have anybody on? We don't, so I can skip that part. I'd appreciate it if all cell phones are silenced or turned off. And with that, we'll move right to it. I'd like to call to order the March 21st meeting of the Route County Planning Commission. Sarah, if you'd be so kind as to call roll.
Steve Warnke.
Yes.
Brian Kelly. Andrew Benjamin.
Here.
Linda Miller.
Here.
Bill Norris.
Yes.
Greg Yeager.
Here.
Jim DeFranchaud.
Here.
Rand Martin. Paul Weiss.
My choice.
Pete Wood.
Here. Thank you, Sarah. We have a quorum, obviously. Next order of business is public comment. Anyone who wishes to address the commissioners on any topic that is not on the agenda this evening, now would be the time to do so. Hearing and seeing none, we'll move right past that. Item for consideration, PL 2024-0008 Peterson Subdivision. Just so you understand how this works, because I'm guessing you're the Petersons.
Right.
Is that a fair guess? Walked away from that one. typically, what we like to do is have you just the brief narrative on what you're proposing. And if you would, you do it at the podium. Then we'd like to hear from staff and their comments, and then we'll open up for questions from the commissioners and a discussion, and hopefully we'll get this matter concluded. So with that, you may start, Mr. Peterson.
You have a particular slide you want for this?
No, I'm just gonna kind of
wing it
my heart, I guess.
Give you a nice little slide.
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Todd Peterson, my wife Catherine here. We jointly own the property that that you're looking at here. We purchased this in, I think, June of 2020, right in the middle of COVID. We moved from downtown. We've been in the Valley for 23, 24 years, lived in a variety of different places. We have raised both of our daughters here. One is 18, one is 15. 15-year-old is obviously at the high school. 18-year-old has gone off to college. We're proposing it says subdivision, but it's a lot split, essentially. Our current lot is 0.7 acres, and we're proposing to put it at give or take, I think it's about a 0.55 and a 0.1, 0.54 and a 0.17 would be the two separate lots. And really what we're trying to do is plan for our future. As you all know, anybody who's definitely been in Steamboat in the last 10 years, and in the last 2 to 3 years, it has become incredibly unaffordable. Our daughters will never have an opportunity to come back and live in Steamboat again. They couldn't afford the house that we have. They couldn't afford a condo most likely when they get out of college. We also, at our ages, were in a situation where we're starting to get concerned with parents and where they might end up in the next 15 to 20 years. And I, nor does my wife necessarily want to move back to the places that our parents live. If they were to have medical issues, we don't want to go back there. So we're just trying to figure out a way that we can make a little bit more room and a little bit more optionality for us on the property that we have. So what we're proposing is subdividing our lot and building us, I call it a smaller house. It's going to be nominally smaller, but the most significant thing is that we're going to be reducing our living space and putting a small studio apartment, which gives us the option. We don't have any intent of selling the house that we currently live in. So it gives us a lot of options on if our kids come back and one of our parents ends up coming back, we could potentially live in the house. If it's just my wife and I, we can live in the smaller house. We can rent the bigger house. If one of our parents moves in, they could live in the studio apartment that's in the smaller house that we're proposing on this smaller lot. We're just trying to operate a slightly more efficient life with a little bit more options for us, you know, to house our families in the future. So we don't have building plans. I don't have a building plan that I can lay out on this. We started working on this about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. We aren't in a hurry. We aren't trying to get this done next year. I think we rezoned early in 2022 and then started our subdivision process here maybe about 6 months ago. What we're essentially going to end up with is a house somewhere between 2,600 and 3,200 feet. And that would be the combination of both the one bed, one bath studio, as well as most likely it's either going to be a two bed, two bath, or possibly a three bed, two bath on the main unit. So that's what we're proposing to do. It fits within the guidelines of our current zoning criteria. And I, you know, majority of Huckleberry area is built out. You know, I don't know the lots that could do similar things that we're looking at doing. So I can't say how many unbuilt lots there are. But my best guess is there's about four lots out of maybe 50 to 55 that are in our subdivision that, haven't been built out. So call it 90, 95% built out. So it would be a nominal addition to the footprint of our neighborhood. I guess that's my comments, and I would definitely entertain any questions.
I'm sure we will have a few for you.
Okay.
But in the interim, I'm going to turn it over to Michael. Comments?
Great. Wonderful. This is the proposed sketch preliminary and final subdivision for the Petersons. Some brief history. I was able to find that 1993 exemption plat that was recorded. The subdivision was initially zoned agriculture forestry in 1972 when the county adopted zoning. Then the county very soon decided to do a 0.96 acre parcel in that zoning for the Peel Stick Friesel subdivision exemption. Or is it Frizzell?
Frizzell.
Frizzell.
Anyway, in 1993, they did a lot line adjustment to reduce the property to the current 0.7 acres. And then in 2022, there was the zone change from AF to medium density residential, which also eliminated all the nonconformities that were present under the AF zoning. So the property currently conforms and has a fairly large excess of square footage for the medium density residential zone district. So the site description, as Todd described, it's kind of east of downtown Steamboat Springs, just outside the boundary of the city. It's in the boundaries of the Steamboat Springs Area Community Plan. It's 0.7 acres. It's off of Huckleberry Lane. And this is all, of course, up Fish Creek Falls Road, which you can see on the southern portion of this drawing. It's served by existing water and sewer that is operated by the city of Steamboat Springs. And then the adjacent subdivisions are a mixture of low-density residential, medium density residential, and general residential. And you can see on this drawing, the red line is the city of Steamboat Springs boundary, and so they are right here. As Todd noted, the project description is to split the subject parcel into two lots. The north lot they'd be parceling off is 7,255 square feet, and the south one would be 23,000. The MDR lot size minimum is 6,000 square feet, so it would still be pretty decently over the minimum. The remaining land of the south is larger on paper, but if you actually visit it or take a look at the contours more closely, it's pretty steep and has more trees. Setbacks to the new property line would be maintained by the existing house. So the line is being placed to prevent a nonconformity there. And a new utility easement would be granted along that new property line. So process info. So this is a combined sketch, preliminary and final subdivision. So the purpose of sketch is to review for general conformance with the master plan and applicable subarea plan, which in this case would be the Steamboat Springs Area Community Plan. Preliminary subdivision is where you evaluate the compliance with the zone subdivision regulations and the sufficiency of the site infrastructure. And the final subdivision is the process where final documents are recorded. So as a combined sketch, preliminary, and final subdivision, if this receives approval by the Board of County Commissioners, then it would go into red line review and create the plat. So it's all in one. The location is serviced by existing infrastructure and then the urban growth boundary established by the Steamboat Springs Area Community Plan. So it is, the staff interpretation is that it is in conformance with the intent of the master plan and the Steamboat Springs plan. When doing a subdivision like this that adds density, there is a need to dedicate land for parks, schools, open space, or a fee in lieu. Obviously, a two-lot subdivision is not going to have sufficient space for a very usable school or park. So that is being proposed as a fee in lieu instead. The fee in lieu is proposed at $5,000, and that is based on the addition of 1 to 2 dwelling units, and that is based on calculations, as you may have read in the staff report, that were based on the calculations done for Fox Grove subdivision to the east. The staff review finds the intent to be, well, I already said that, city planning reached out on that topic and indicated no concerns related to the conformance with their plan. Obviously, this can't be annexed to the city because it is not directly contiguous to it. And here's some pictures of the documents that it got reviewed against. Here's some site photos. It's very fun to stitch these together, even though it never works. So this is the overall site looking east. This is the main house. The split would be behind this very large tree to the north slash left. And then the access to Fish Creek Falls Road is downhill to the right slash south. And then here's some more photos of the actual site where it would be split off. And so this is a relatively flat area. The surrounding properties are generally up higher than it, and everything slopes down to the south. And then here's another view looking kind of to the southeast of the area where that would happen. And then the southern port, I did take a picture of the southern portion of the site for some context. So the southern portion of the site is larger, but it is steeper and less usable. So you kind of see that this land slopes uphill. This is the applicant's house right here, and this is the Fox Grove stuff back here. And then this is all looking kind of northeast. So do you guys have any questions for me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't help but notice in the conditions of approval, number 6 specifically, you have question marks. Or is there confusion about which fire district we're in or what?
No, that is that a plat note?
Yeah.
So
final plat note shall include but are not limited to, and then it goes on Route County and the blank fire district.
Yeah, I probably could have typed that in, but it's kind of a space filler. They have to put that phrasing in on basically every plat that we install, and so that's just placeholder for whatever fire district it would be.
It's just weird for a condition.
And that is a good note.
Based on the complaints that were or emails that were forwarded to us, is this property in the Fox Trail subdivision or is it adjacent to it?
It's adjacent. It's the and I'll go back to this this site, not the site.
It's basically that road.
So their lot is actually kind of its own subdivision. If you look at the history, so the Peelstick Frizzell exemption subdivision was this lot 1 and then all of this lot 2. Lot 2 is now the current Fox Grove. So nothing like it's, I would say that it's in the neighborhood of like the Huckleberry neighborhood. I wouldn't say it's a Huckleberry subdivision because it is not. It was created kind of on its own south of all that. And that's kind of just the context there.
And there's a typo. It's Fox Grove.
Not Fox Trail.
The lower road of Fox Grove that comes off of Huckleberry is called Fox Trail.
Where did I go Fox Trail?
No, the letter.
Oh, the people who wrote.
Can I make a comment about that? It's your question?
Sure.
So Foxgrove is the lighter yellow. We're definitely not part of them. They've got their own HOA, I believe, and we're not part of that HOA.
So you have no covenants or anything, obviously, since you have no HOA.
Correct.
Yeah.
There are those who argue that's good. Also, in context to the two comments that came from our neighbors, I guess. Did I understand you correctly? You have no architectural drawings or plans or anything.
Correct.
As at this point in time.
That is correct.
So their 40-foot comments on height are just based on something, I guess.
40 feet is the maximum height of zone districts.
Like I said. Yeah, okay.
All of our residential zone districts, with very few exceptions, have a 40-foot maximum height, and it does sound quite tall, but the way that it's measured is it's the very lowest point of the trim of the grade around the perimeter of the house to the very highest point wherever that lies on the house. So on any sloping site, you will generally not see a total of 40 feet from that viewpoint, because it's taking the lowest point somewhere and the highest point somewhere. It's
right.
The steeper, I usually try to say that the steeper the lot, the lower things end up getting because right. of that.
And then you did spend a fair amount of time explaining the manner in which you arrived at the fee in lieu of. And I see that there's kind of a tentative agreement, but that ultimately really it needs to be approved by the county commissioners.
Correct.
So that everybody understands that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions or questions for the petitioner or staff?
No. When did Foxgrove come in? Like 2-3 years
that ago? That was finalized in 2017.
Oh, man, even more.
Yeah.
And didn't the city oppose that subdivision?
If I remember yes. because the plan says it should be annexed, but the situation with that is the applicant was saying is that they weren't eligible for annexation, so they couldn't comply with that section of the or that policy in the Steamboat Springs Area Community Plan. Staff differed on that opinion, and it ended up getting approved in the county.
Yep.
I'd like to open it up for public comment if there is any. Once again, Sarah, is there anybody on?
Check again. I heard one ding, but I think it was just Alan.
No, there is a new.
There is someone else. So, yeah, I would just open up to public comment.
And see I am. So at this point in time, we'll accept public comment from anyone in the public that wishes to do so. You tell if they can hear.
I don't know. Yeah, ask them.
They're logged on. They're
logged on. They're
here. They're paying attention.
That's not our fault.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public comment portion. Once again, commissioners, any comments or questions for staff or the petitioner? Recognizing that staff actually has recommended this be approved. And I think absent any questions or concerns, I'd entertain a motion.
Second.
All right,
yeah.
No,
Could move it.
And remember, this is a recommendation, not an approval.
Do we have to do two?
No, it's all rolled together based on what I'm seeing. One NPL number, I think.
Yeah, because it's going to sketch and final all on one application.
All in one number, right?
Yeah.
I move to approve PL 2024-0008 with staff's recommendations and to term.
Findings of fact.
Findings of fact.
1-3.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion. Might there be a second?
A second.
Thanks, Peter. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? So once again, we have a motion to recommend the approval to the Board of County Commissioners on PL 20 blah, blah, blah. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Chair votes yes. Application is recommended. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
You're done.
Good evening. Congratulations.
And commissioners.
County commissioners is April, no, May. You have a date already, yeah, I think, sure. Right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Thursday.
So if Pete seconds twice, does that make the second or third?
Nothing like that.
Yeah. Second square.
Yep.
Or if you square it, it could be four.
I'm assuming, Alan, you're doing
the administrator's report. Yes. So Michael Eggert, he sent out the email about the upcoming joint work sessions on the 18th and 25th. If y'all could please RSVP to him and let him know that you will be there, if you're not, when you won't be there, and so on and so forth, so we can figure all that out. So we had our meeting with Design Workshop on Monday, and we discussed just the timing of everything. And so we are going to have the draft released on April 4th. And as part of that, there will be a high level summary of everything. And then the meetings on the 18th and 25th, so we're going to try to separate the different issues out so that if there's a particular member of the public that doesn't care about anything except that one issue, they know which meeting to come to.
And have you haven't decided those things
yet? We have not figured that out yet. No. But there will be a staff packet for each of those meetings that will have more details about what we will be discussing that evening, as well as all of the comments that we have received from the public on that particular topic. Christy has said that we have been inundated with comments on house size. And Christy said that she's already sent y'all a packet of some of the comments that we've received. She will be compiling all the other ones that we've received since she sent that out, and we'll be providing that to you as soon as we can. But all of those comments will be attached to the staff packet so that it's just available to everybody in the public that is interested in it. There have been some claims that were doing all this behind closed doors and keeping the public out of this. And the reason for that was because they couldn't find the recordings of the work sessions. And instead of calling us and asking us where they were, they just assumed that they weren't posted and we were trying to hide something. They were looking in the wrong place.
I was gonna say,
and it has been posted since the day after we had the hearing. So unfortunately, there's a perception out there that we're trying to cram this down everybody's throat and we're doing this out of the view of the public. So we're kind of frustrated with that, but there's not much.
As well, you should be, but
there's
what?
Not much that we can do about
and
it.
And people will come to public comment and talk about
it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, so that's all I've got about the UDC update.
I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Do we have a meeting though? The first Thursday.
There will be a hearing on the 4th.
4th, 18th, 25th.
4th, 18th, 25th. Yeah. And then there will be one the first meeting of May also. On that hearing, we've got one consent agenda item that I'm assuming it's a consolidation.
Always.
This is
always. Yeah. This is the 4th. And then Twin Landfill. They want on the 4th. The landfill wants to add a new cell to where they can start depositing trash. They're getting close to their limit and their already approved areas. And so they need this expansion area. And then as part of it, it will increase the height of the final height of the landfill. So you'll be getting that. And then the commissioners did appoint a David Miller to the alternate two position on Tuesday. And if I have it correct, his term doesn't start until April 1st. So why he's not here tonight and Christy hasn't briefed him on everything that's planning commission. So, so Christy is going to be in New York next week. And I guess I'm in charge while she's gone. And yeah, she'll be having that conversation with him once she gets back. So, and perfect. That's all.
Great.
Good.
Might there be a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Third.
And I'm pleased that there were no comments about cookies.
Oh,
it was full well expected.
Hey,
that's a cookie joke.
I didn't want to upset you.
Thank you. You're welcome. I sincerely appreciate that.
I thought maybe you thought I forgot.
I totally that figured you thought. I figured you.
I've got the password
because I think procedurally.
Oh, good.